It was a chance to celebrate the coming of spring, the upcoming fishing season, Armed Forces Day, and, of course, Centen de Mai, which is the 17th of May, which is the signing of the Norwegian Constitution. And this year, we are celebrating 200 years of that document. It was signed on May 17th, 1814.
So that makes it kind of a special year.
It is a very special year. The festival just seems to get bigger and bigger. We have some activities on Wednesday this year, too.
Okay, well, maybe we can start off by talking about Wednesday, the first day of the festival. What's happening?
Well, it's kind of a pre-festival. I mean, it officially starts on Thursday, but the public art installation at the new library, we celebrated the grand opening of the library last fall, and there are several artists where their work is featured, and now's your chance to go have a look at all of that. From 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, the Petersburg Public Library is open.
All right, so that's happening Wednesday during the day, and then there's some things happening in the evening?
A couple of things. From 5 to 8, the KFSK Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser, and that's at the Tides End Conference Room, and that's on Dolphin Street. Rich Italian red sauce with spaghetti, garlic bread, and desserts. And proceeds benefit KFSK Community Radio, a great thing to support.
Yeah. Well, you know, if Mindy has her hands in what's being cooked, it's going to be good.
Yes, I agree with that. And then following that, head on down to the Sons of Norway Hall, the Little Norway Festival Paddle Battle. I believe this is year two. Join in this ping pong battle for the coveted purple paddle. Single elimination bracket play. You have to be 21 years old or older to play, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m.
Happening at the Little Norway Hall.
At the Sons of Norway Hall, yes.
Sons of Norway.
And that's brought to you by the Sons of Norway, Keto's Cave, and Petersburg Parks and Recreation.
That'll be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it.
I love ping pong.
And before we get on to Thursday's activities, I just wanted to say that, you know, we're conscious about recycling. You know, we've got a new recycling program in the works, and Petersburg Public Works has been very helpful in wanting that to continue during the festival. So there are going to be recycling containers placed around town, and we're just hoping that everybody is recycling conscious and that we have a clean festival this year.